This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. School has been in session for a few weeks now in districts across the Bay Area, but one class that won't be taught much is drama. The U.S. Department of Education says only 4% of elementary schools provide any kind of instruction in theater arts. More than a decade ago, that number was 20%. But there's an after-school program in San Francisco that's introducing students to the performance stage, a place where they create and perform an original opera.
Ready, go, little opera, we act, we dance, we sing. Little opera, we do everything. Computerly, computer law, computer.
The youngest kid in this class is 6, and no one is older than 11. KLW's David Boyer takes us behind the scenes of the third season of this unique children's theater company.
Take it away.
Zoom!
Zoom!
Whoa!
Whoa!
A dozen kids are vocalizing, gathered in a circle in an elementary school classroom. Tiny chairs and tables are all around, and craft projects and the letters of the alphabet line the walls. It's early in the Little Opera season, but they already have an intricate warm-up down pat.
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia, want some pizza?
Mamma mia, want some pizza?
Over the next 8 months, Little Opera will meet twice a week at West Portal Elementary in San Francisco. But this is not about doing a kiddie version of Carmen or Rigoletto. It's about kids creating their own operas. And unlike most children's theater companies, where the kids are actors and the adults call the shots, these kids have the final word on every artistic decision, from storyline to music composition to how short a sleeve should be on the queen's costume. That is exactly how the company's founder, Erin Bregman, imagined it.
I had this idea sort of percolating for a long time of creating a children's theater company where everything was made by kids.
So in 2011, she founded Little Opera.
On the first day of Little Opera, the first thing we ask is what is opera? Depending on if they've had any exposure to opera before, you get everything from, we already know that it's sung theater on stage where everything is music and a lot of people die, to, is it opera? But one of the things that I always do on the first day of any class is I show the Bugs Bunny cartoon, What's Opera Doc?
Be very quiet, I'm hunting rabbits.
It quotes a lot of Wagner music, and so there's one part that the kids always end up singing later that's kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit,
kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit.
And after we show that to kids, there's really no conversation after that at all of opera not being something that is theirs.
Okay, it's one thing to understand the concept of opera, but writing one? Where do you start? Especially with kids as young as 6. How about with where the opera is set?
Maybe it could be in the water.
That's what I was thinking, Halloween with a pumpkin house.
They even toyed with setting an opera inside someone's big toe. But after a vote by secret ballot, they settle on
Crystal Castle in Antarctica.
Little Opera wants to make sure that the kids are in the driver's seat. But they also want the opera to make sense and clock in significantly shorter than Wagner's 15-hour ring cycle. The kids brainstorm a list of characters and begin fleshing out the story.
The opera, well, it's about this royal family, and they live in this crystal castle in Antarctica,
and there's a villain who's trying to steal the crystal diamond,
and he saw the crystal, but that one was fake. So when the kookaburra flies down, the villain puts a spell on him and he says, you are under my command, you work for me now. And then
because they have written the story, because they know the characters, once they get to the lyrics and the composition, they generally know how they want it to sound. They might not know the exact notes, but they really have a clear idea of what's the shape of this musically in a really broad sense. And then our job is focusing that and getting it specific.
Zeke, I need your attention now. It's really important. So
getting children to focus, period, is not an easy job. 4 months into the season, teacher Suzanne Verdelis works with an antsy group of kids on the libretto, the opera's lyrics.
What makes a home?
I know.
What?
Love.
I miss my royal family's love. Yeah, would we want to repeat love? I've missed my royal family's love. Their love, their love.
Yes.
Okay, then the other thing we're missing from our libretto is we don't have anything about the crystal diamond. Why is the crystal diamond so important? Yeah, I see your hand.
It gets warmer and warmer because of love.
Wow, that's sort of a very poetic thought.
And that's what happens. Sometimes it comes together and the kids say something profound and poetic. The pieces are beginning to take shape. Now Little Opera invites professional musicians to come play the works in progress and give the kids a chance to adjust their compositions. Friction Quartet worked with the older kids, ages 9 to 11. After the quartet plays, the kids offer feedback.
More forceful.
Oh, we can make it forceful.
More forceful.
You could all try plucking the strings.
Ultimately, founder Aaron Bregman thinks Little Opera is nurturing a new generation of musical makers and creators.
I think with Little Opera, we're fostering kids who aren't afraid to make things and aren't afraid to dive into things that they're not experts in.
But it's about more than making. It's also about putting on a show. 9 months after they first met back in September, it's almost time. Backstage, during the final dress rehearsal, the energy is frenetic.
I'm excited to perform!
Me too! I'm scared.
Sometimes when I was little, I used to, I was performing and I was so nervous, I just ran off at the stage and started panicking.
How do you make sure that you enjoy it?
I just let it go.
In the end, a total of 250 people came to see two sold-out shows. Family and friends were treated to performances full of energy and passion, including a synchronized drumming routine and an intricate shadow puppet scene.
Our crystal diamond is like a heart, warming us with magic power.
Sure, a few kids missed their entrances, but all in all, it was a huge success. Cross Currents, I'm David Boyer.